analyst Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time to answer questions you've sent in or emailed in, texted in. We get them so many ways. And so we've gone through and selected what we think are the top ones that most people are dealing with. And we've got a good list today. So, Angel, let's just jump in and start.
And also, I'd like to say real quick, thank you for believing in families. And because we're out there, you know, just fighting for families and for restoration and for healing through, you know, I mean, for people that have been divorced or lost a loved one or you know, the kids are broken. So just thank you for your support.
Well, it's the 31st year we've done this. We've been doing this for years. We go all over the country. And family is the same. It doesn't matter whether you're north, south, east, or west. Everybody's dealing with the same thing. But God has given us a reason for hope. Sent his son. Sent the Holy Spirit. And we've got a great thing going on. It's the greatest day in the – it's the greatest time in the world to be alive and be married. People used to ask, is this a good time to have kids? Never been a better time to have kids than right now. Is this a good time to get married? Never been a better time to get married than right now. We are in the last days. This is God's prime time.
All right, Joe, I feel stuck in the same routine, doing the same thing and getting the same results. I just want more, but don't know where to begin. It's a vague question, but how do I get out of the rut?
Ooh, well, Angel, I'll let you jump in.
Well, I've been there.
Yes, you have.
I've shared before, you know, after the divorce, I had to start a new career at the age of 40. Went to work for a large insurance company. I'm not going to say their name, but they had a little lizard.
Angel.
And and the office I was in, I don't know that they all were this way, but the office I was in was a very difficult managed office. And it was depressing when you went in. And it was just like... You remember in that movie Les Miserables, they're at the beginning they're slaves and they're doing oh and they're rowing the boat. That's kind of how I felt every day. It was just like there was no life in it. And you try to establish relationships and all, but it was just everybody felt the same way. It was just a oppressive environment, and that comes from the top. And so. Anyway, and I've shared this before too, when my father died, I just realized I was existing. I wasn't living. So I realized I had to do something to get out of that.
Whoa.
Otherwise, 20 years from now, I would be in the same position. And so I went to another company. Now, I changed. I had to drive almost an hour one way to get there. But... somebody had told me that it was a much better company, same industry to work for.
Yep.
And I went there and, oh, like the heavens opened and the light of Jesus came down. There was no dress code. You could wear jeans and you could be relaxed.
Made more money.
The atmosphere was a lot nicer. They had a nice gym. They had their own medical facility.
Own cafeteria.
You could have your own doctor and just go over and see them. You had... Oh, no, no. We had two nice restaurants, and they just treated you
Merry Christmas.
So much better.
Oh. Yep.
Then I kept doing it. The next step, I took an even better step. So you're going to have to take a step. It's not going to just happen.
Nope.
So, and sometimes that may mean changing your relationships. Sometimes it may mean changing your job.
Yeah, most people are waiting for God to show up. Well, I'm just waiting on God. I'm just waiting on God. No, nobody's waiting on God. Nobody anywhere is waiting. God lives in a timeless place called heaven. There's no time in heaven. Nobody's behind in heaven. There's no line in heaven. Everything is instant. God knows what I'm going to think 5 seconds from now. He knows what I'm going to think 5 minutes. God has seen the future. I've not seen the future, but God has seen the future. God would order my steps, direct my paths. So we've got it made, but we've got to move. You got to knock on the door for it to open. You can't just stare at it. You got to knock on it.
Another way I've heard that said was, you know, we're waiting on God. I'm just waiting on God.
No, you're not.
But you know what? God's done everything he's going to do. Yep. He sent his son, Jesus.
He's through.
He is.
He's through.
He's given us promises in his word. We have to reach out and take them.
Yes, we do.
So now it's up to us.
Yeah.
It's there for you.
Yep.
It's up to us to do the taking. It's up to us to do the step of faith. It's up to us to move. So I would just encourage you, write down. Make it plain and then run with the vision. Write it down. That is a very important step. I remember when I first started ministry, the guy I was working for, we were kids. All of us were like 19. I was the youngest, 19, but the oldest was 22. We were starting, and this young man stood up, and we didn't even, I said, he's just making this up as he's going, which I think he probably was. Put up a chalkboard, and he goes, there's four of us. He goes, all right, guys, this is what we're going to do in the next 12 months. We're going to get on NBC Nightly News. We're going to be featured in People Magazine. We're going to start doing, now we're going to churches at this time, about 250 people. He goes, and we're going to start going into citywide arenas. And we're going to have a weekly television show. And he's just, and our budget is going to go from like this little bit amount to this enormous amount that was out of, you know, anything any of us had ever heard of before. And so he says, so I just want you to know this is where we're going. And I remember leaning over and saying to somebody, who are we doing that with? Because at that point, nobody had heard of us or anything. And you know what? Every one of those things happen in 12 months.
Proverbs 29, where there's no vision, the people perish. Where do you want to go and how do you plan to get there? Write something down, like Angel said.
Make it plain and then run.
Yes.
There are steps God has clearly laid out for us. So write it down, make it plain, and then you run. And God will be glad.
Yes.
He is just waiting on somebody.
God's wanting to show off. He's just waiting for somebody to
He's just
show
waiting
off
on somebody to say, give me a chance. So, yeah, it will be easier than you think. And please let us know as you walk through that journey. Joe, as a new mom, I'm wanting my husband to step up and establish a culture of Bible reading in our home so that our children grow up with that influence. Should I wait for him to step up or just start myself?
Start yourself. You're not waiting. You're waiting on something that's never happened. If this was a slot machine, you shouldn't put any quarters into it because it's never produced. You don't wait on something that's never produced. You start yourself. And then people all of a sudden, he'll just realize, hey, maybe I'd like to get involved. Hey, can I get involved tonight? Sure. And always been involved. And you don't run them down. Don't criticize them. Don't say, well, you don't take the lead. You never do this. Don't do that. Just take the lead. Smile. Give them a good kiss. Cook them some fried chicken, you know. This be a blessing. The Bible says that eventually people will ask us about the hope that's in us. It happens to married couples. Why are you so happy? Why are you so positive? Well, I know Jesus. I know Jesus. I read my Bible. God's got a great future for us, and it'll change. It will change.
You know, a lot of times, we as a society, but I'd say women particularly, we've developed, because of movies and what they've pumped into us, this romantical idea. I don't know, is romantical a word?
Yeah.
A romantic idea of what a family should look like, and then we add the word to it. The man is the head of the house, da-da-da-da. And then, you know, we have this image in our heads. And a lot of times these men have never had someone to lead by example
for
them.
They've never seen it themselves. They've never lived it.
So if this is a desire for you to have, which I think is a wonderful desire.
Yes, it is.
I would start it. I wouldn't make it heavy. I'd make it a light little thing and then do it for a couple weeks and say, sweetie, would you like to take a week? I'd really love for you to take a week.
And whatever you're about to do with the Bible study thing, keep it short.
And simple.
Keep it simple. Keep it short. Keep it simple. Because the longer you go, the more they're going to hate it. It'll be like dragging an old bull down an interstate. It won't go too good. So keep it short. Keep it simple. Keep it.
I mean, maybe if it's just one positive verse a day to get you through the day.
Yeah. It's not the volume. God watched over his word performing. It's not the volume. It's just give him a verse. Why didn't you say, just give him a verse. God'll take over. He'll do something big with it.
Yeah, he will. But it's a great idea. But just guide your husband into it through love. don't push. The Holy Spirit is always leads. He doesn't push. All right?
Yes.
All right, Joe, I grew up in a family that never said I love you. It's just awkward for me to say it to this day. My wife's love language is words of affirmation, of course. And I'm struggling to fulfill that need of hers. You okay? How do I get over the hesitation? Is there a way?
Yeah. Get it out of your mouth.
You know, I've seen that before where I had interns and a lot of them, and there was kids that they just, no one had ever said that. And I just grab them, hug them, and say, I love you. And they stiffen up with me, you know, and I just do it. And eventually, you know, they just give me a silly grin. But eventually, over time, I could tell they liked it. They just didn't know how to respond to it. So if your wife's language of love is words of affirmation, then you really going to have to up your game. My daughter's language of love is gifts. That is so far removed from my language of love. And I read in her diary one time, she said, little girl, she's a little tiny thing. She said, I like gifts because I like the surprise inside. And I could say to her, Nicole, I got you something today. And she'd go, if it was worth a quarter or if it was, you know, $50, it didn't matter. It was just the thought that I had thought of her and bought her something was just amazing. So I had to really work at that. And I did because I love seeing the expression on her face when she got it. And that's how I started, you know, really liking it. Now, my language of love is quality time. If you love me, you'll just spend time with me. Now, I don't have to say anything to you, but we can sit here and watch an old movie like we did last night.
Yes.
And or we can, you know, I don't care. Like, again, we don't have to talk. We can just be together. I just like that. So if your wife's language of love is word of affirmation, and that is not something that comes natural to you, you really do need to push yourself on that.
Well, men have a hard time saying something they think maybe isn't true. We think we're lying. Well, I love you, but not right now. I like you, but not right now. You know, and to do it every day, like, well, I love you. Well, I love you. And well, I love you. But I'm telling you guys, I don't care how it comes out of your mouth. It needs to come out a lot. If your wife's love language is affirmation, you got to say it a lot. You just need to get in the habit. First thing you walk in a room, hey, baby, I love you. You leave the house, hey, sugar, I love you. Coming in, going out. I love you and I love you.
Well, if her language of love is words of affirmation, that's not all she needs to hear. She needs to hear, sweetie, thank you for such a great dinner. Look how clean the house is. It smells so good. I'm so grateful for a wife that keeps house so good. You know what? You're such a good mother. Blah, 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 blah.
But you got to get the gate open first.
You do. But I mean, just push yourself a little bit. I remember one time my son, who is very, because he was raised with a sister and a mother, and there was not any men around, but he said one day to me, he was in college and he came home and I did a load of clothes for him and he put it on. He goes, I love the way my clothes smell when you do it. Well, you know, that made me want to just say, bring your laundry here every week. I didn't want to tell him it was just downy.
Yeah. Whoa.
That he could have that same thing. But, you know, I just think, isn't that funny that little word was like, oh, well, you can bring him here anytime, son. I'll be glad to do that for you. Just the fact that he acknowledged it. And so, not too long ago, he was at work and I said, you know, I'm going to surprise him. They both teach school and I took Chick-fil-A to him for lunch. And I went over and knocked on his room and he came out and looked around the corner. He goes, what? Chick-fil-A, he loves Chick-fil-A. And he goes, what? Chick-fil-A? And he goes, he just hugged me four times. I got big hugs. And one of his little students goes, have you not seen your mom in a long time? But he was just so grateful. And I was just like, oh, I'm bringing him some Chick-fil-A again. Then I walked over to my daughter's room and she said, I told you noon. I was early. I'm always early. So I was like, okay, I'm not bringing you Chick-fil-A anymore.
No more Chick-fil-A,
but he's
here.
Getting a lot. So I'm telling you, if that is her language of love, you need to heed to it.
And you can do this. You can.
I heard a comedian say the other day, her husband's language of love was acts of service. She goes, so basically what I'd have to do is put a shelf up in the garage and that tells him I love him.
That's true. It's true.
So you do need to be aware of it and push that way. That's where we come together as a couple.
Yes.
Hey, we love you guys. We're so grateful you're in our lives. Thank you for joining us on Monday. Send us your questions.
Yes.
We love to answer them, even when we don't necessarily have the answer.
Or when we don't necessarily agree.
Which happens for sure. Thank you for your support and thank you for your love.
Thank you,
guys. Have a great week.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.